Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I want to ask you a question. When you're out there prospecting, and you have a really, really good prospect, and you meet with that prospect for, gosh, maybe 30 minutes to even an hour, and they tell you that they're coming in at the big package, and they might even be going to an upcoming company event. Do you get excited about that? Do you get your hopes up about that? Do you paint a vision for possibility for themselves and for you? Now, recently I reread parts of the book called Go for No. Go for No. If you haven't read it, check it out. Google it. There's some videos online. And it shifts the thinking. You know, we're out there trying to recruit. We're trying to get customers. It shifts the thinking and the emotion about the word no. And most of us are programmed to hear the word no and then respond negatively. Now, I don't know about you, but it has certainly happened to me. And I've been doing this a long time. Here's what I know, though. You can't control whether or not somebody's going to be part of your team or purchase your products or services. But the only thing you can do is do the best that you can do. Use the tools. Use the team. You know, your upline support, crossline, maybe even downline sometimes. And to tell the story in a way that it's meaningful for that prospect. And I can tell you, last week, I had a roller coaster ride. What do I mean, roller coaster ride? Well, I had three great, great prospects, all of who told me, yep, they're in, they're going to do it, they're going to get the big package, and they're going to rock and roll. And then I got excited. Kind of a natural thing. Get excited. Somebody, you know, is going to join your business, new business relationship, new partnership. You see the, you know, potential in them. And then the first person said, you know what? Went home, talked to my dad, talked to my spouse, and I'm not going to get involved. And I was like, oh, I knew I shouldn't get excited. I knew I shouldn't get excited. And then I had a second person, a very similar situation, was all excited, going to do the business, going to build aggressively, goes home, was going to call me, never heard from her. You know what happened next? She sends me a text, says, Terry, I'm going to hold off for a while. I was like, okay. So what's the mistake that I made there? And I'm just being real with you. I'm just telling you straight up. Straight up. The real mistake that I made is I got excited because these prospects were great prospects, qualified, perfect for the business, made him jump through all the hoops, going through and checking stuff out, did all that. They got excited. And I let myself get excited. Now, they hadn't even joined yet. And I knew better than that. I knew better than that. But you know what? I just fell into the human emotion part of it. And what I'm telling, why am I telling you all this is because I don't want you to go on that roller coaster ride that I went on last week. Because you know what? It was tough. It was tough emotionally. And then there's the third guy. Two women, one guy, who says, yep, going to do it, going to do it, going to do it. I'm doing it tonight. Sends me an email the next day. You know, pretty broke. I'm going to try to move some money around. Should be in tomorrow by the end of the day. Tomorrow came. Tomorrow went. Still not there. I'm like, oh, man. What's the universe trying to tell me here? Well, the universe is probably trying to tell me, and I'm telling you, don't get excited just because you got a really great prospect who tells you everything you want to hear. Now, I'll tell you something else. That's kind of one of my rules. Even though I have a great prospect, super qualified, said all the right things, jumped through all the hoops, purchased the big package. You ever had anybody do that? I never really get excited until they actually do something. You see, because a lot of people have an interest in building a better future for themselves. But you know what? Building a large organization, especially early on, is not easy. It's hard. It's work. Because you know what? You do have to talk to a lot of people. And there's that rejection thing. And you know what's worse than a no? You know what's worse than a no? It's a maybe. Well, you know, I'm going to look at this and I'm going to get back to you. And they're just saying, you know, maybe they're going to get started, maybe they're not. And you know what? That's okay. I understand that. But I always push people for a decision. How do I do that? And I'm not aggressive at all when I'm on the phone with people. I'll just say, hey, you know, it doesn't sound like this is the right time for you. Tell me, Mr. Prospect, when would you like me to follow up with you? I can follow up in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. You see, because this is not about me. This is about you. And the prospect will typically tell you, call me in a couple months, call me in 2 weeks. And some people might say, you know, I really am interested. It's just a bad time. And I get that. One of my biggest business builders ever, we went through that follow-up cycle for 8 months. 8 months. Super qualified, great woman, had everything right, but it was a timing thing. And she never said no. What she told me is not now. Not now. But going back to that book, Go For No, and you can Google, there's a one-hour training by the authors of the book Go For No. You can find it on YouTube. I don't remember their names off the top of my head, so I apologize for that. And they did a training for a jewelry company. And they talked about when they first got started in business that they didn't actually celebrate the yeses. They actually celebrated the noes. And they challenged each other to get 100 noes. In fact, I have a sheet that allows me to check off 100 no's. Because the behavior that we really need to reward and recognize is the activity that it takes to do the business, which is prospecting, right? How many no's did you get? You know, I know Mark Yarnell in his book, you know, First Year Network Marketing, talks about a story where he would go into an elevator, and that's really where the elevator pitch came from. And he said, if I could show you a way to make $50,000 a month, would you be interested? If I could show you a way to make $100,000 a month, would you be interested? And that typically is outside most people's comfort zone. And he was just looking for the high quality people, the people who had big dreams, big desires. And then he would put them through the hoops. And the important thing here for you to remember is you got to have your head on right when you do this business. Because if you don't, it'll kill you. It will eat you up. It will eat you up. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to be on that emotional roller coaster. What I want you to do is I want you to do the numbers, prospect, present, follow up, prospect, present, follow up. Whether it be online or offline, I don't really care. Somebody tells you they're going to be your biggest business builder ever. They're going to make you the most money. That's typically the kiss of death. Somebody tells me that, and I'm like, oh, man, I wish you hadn't said that. I can't tell you how many people have told me that, and they've never done anything. So if somebody tells me that, I'm like, okay, well, they're not doing anything. But it's those people who say they're serious about it. They want to make the big bucks. And then when it comes to their building their list, and you know what the reality of it is, and I do a lot of online marketing. It's all about relationships. See, people are going to join you when they know you, like you, and trust you, whether it's online or offline. So if you have a good online reputation, they're probably going to want to partner with you. But here's what I know to be a fact. For the average person who doesn't have a big list, doesn't have a big online presence, the fastest way for me to put that person into a positive cash flow, fastest way, is for them to make a list of people that care about them. Friends, people that they like to go on vacations with, people who they have, get this, a relationship with, because we really are in the relationship marketing business. Some people say, well, you know, I build my business, I never talk to any of my leads. Well, that person does not have a very long-lasting residual income, I can promise you that. Because relationships that last are built on communication. It's about being personal. It's about being real. It's about sharing the good times, the bad times, going through the stuff, coming out on the other side of success, picking yourself up when it's the tough times. And it can be tough times. If you haven't had tough times in your business, you will. You will. You feel like somebody is, just punching you around a little bit. You lay awake at night and say, why is this happening to me? And it certainly happened to me more than once. But see, you really want to maintain your mindset and not be on that personal roller coaster. That's really the thing I want you to really, really understand today is you got to control your thinking. You got to stay in activity mode, but don't be on an emotional roller coaster with a prospect or a brand new distributor who comes in at the big pack. Because until he actually or she actually starts picking up the phone and doing three-way calls with you, doesn't really matter because they really haven't produced anything. A $1,000 kit is not going to produce anything. It's the activity of the person who purchased the kit, the way they sing the song of your products and your services and your company, the way they paint the vision of possibility and put you on the phone with people. And I don't care if somebody has, 100 no's. As long as they're doing the thing that they need to be doing, I'll stay with them till the cows come home. I'll stay with them forever. Get in the trenches with them. We learn from each other. Maybe they're not talking to the right people. Maybe they're not asking the right questions. You're going to have good days and bad days. You're going to have great prospects and you're going to have crummy prospects. You're going to have great distributors and reps and you're going to have some crummy distributors and reps. And all of that, the only thing you can control is your mindset and your activity. So what I want for you, my friend, is I want you to have a good mindset. There's a great book I'd highly recommend. It's called The Happiness Advantage. And if you want to get really serious about it, Sean Aker just came out with his brand new book called Before Happiness. Have you ever heard the expression or the story of the person to see if they're an optimist or a pessimist? And there's a glass. Some people say that glass is half full. Optimist. Some will say it's half empty. The pessimist. Well, Sean Aker goes into a different perspective in his book called Before Happiness. Said, what about the person who sees a full pitcher of water next to that glass that is half empty or half full? Different perspective. Different perspective. So much possibility we can't even think about consuming it all, drinking it all, talking to all the prospects out there. But how you go about doing that and how you respond and how you react to that process will either make or break you. Does that make sense? If you're interested in creating leads for yourself and have struggled with that, what I recommend for everybody that I know is go to MLMleadschool.com, MLMleadschool.com. That's kind of what I use. It's what I teach for my own personal organization, my team. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/fanofTerry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com, and my blog, terrypetrovic.com. We're in this together, my friend. We're going to have good times. We're going to have bad times, but together, along with the Home Business Radio Network and all the leaders, all the mentors, we're going to do this. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one. You absolutely deserve it. Until next time.